You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
From Keep Me Anonymous on the email, my wife and I fought about 2 years back. She gave me a hall pass, spitefully, to prove I didn't have any game anymore. First college bar I went to, I just kept on my ring, explained the situation, bought a few drinks, had multiple offers from ladies that wanted to spite my wife in return. Never underestimate how badly women want to screw other women over. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. I love that. I love that email. This is the good work. First of all, well, we walk into a college bar, they're going to call the cops. My dad loves your show. You know, I've been to college bars recently in Lawrence, and they're college kids there. So this guy must have been in his 20s or maybe early 30s.
Yeah.
Might have pulled it off in his early 30s, you know. Or maybe mid-30s, who knows? I'm not going to say his name. But it doesn't say if he did it, though.
I assume he did.
Yeah, I did, too. He had multiple offers.
If he had multiple offers and a go-ahead, you're going to do that.
Yeah.
But he didn't walk into a bar with a bunch of women his daughter's age.
No, this guy's probably, He does say the word college bar, too, so it must have been,
He had to be in their age range.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, probably... Yeah.
My wife said I could bang you. Gross. Yeah.
Not what you want to hear.
Yeah. But you're my godfather. Oh, yeah. That's the weird part there. Plus, I got the Ashley Madison website. What's your login again? I forgot. It still exists.
No, it does.
Life is short. Ashley Madison. There's a login. It says see your matches here. I'm clicking on see your matches. It asks for Puss's email. All right.
Yeah.
Well, some of those sites,
let me know.
And that could get that guy into a situation he doesn't want to be in if it's a lady who's cheating on her husband.
You're right, yeah. Ashley Madison.
That's
right.
True, too.
Yeah.
That's some drama you don't want any part of.
Or somebody's going to kill you, you know?
He wakes up, he's getting pummeled by some guy.
Yeah. That wasn't
my
worth
wife
it.
Said it was okay.
Yeah. Mine,
I didn't.
But I didn't, right. Exactly.
I've got a hall pass.
She doesn't.
As you're getting your ass beat.
Yeah. You just have to say no. You have to have the...
Well,
you know, like
and there's always the possibility that, you know, he might develop some emotions.
Oh, easily. Mm-hmm. If his wife's not having sex with him...
Right.
You're right.
I think she just wants out.
I don't know. We're reading a lot into that. But
that's all we can do, though.
Yeah.
Well, and
I'm with you on that.
It's a valid question as to, okay, if you're not banging each other, why are you staying together?
Yeah. Kids, money, same. Who knows?
Yeah, but we've said before, staying together for the kids is just stupid.
Maybe it's just a downtime in their relationship. You know, there's ebbs and flows in relationships, you know. So maybe it's, but still, though, you don't offer it up. You would say, honey, we'll get back into it when I feel
better. But has your relationship ever ebbed enough where you said, nah, just go ahead and bang somebody else?
No.
That's a pretty hardcore ebb.
No.
I wonder if you could leverage this into a threesome.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't sound interested in sex.
Yeah.
No, Nick wants two other girls.
I'm surprised Nick didn't suggest two dudes.
Yeah. Well, he's not gay.
On the job site.
Yeah, he's suggesting this guy just bang his coworkers. Yeah. All the guys on the job site.
Take a friend to the glory hole.
I'm picturing there's like a woman inside one of those trailers. Is like the secretary of that job site.
Yeah.
And, he walks in today. Oh, geez.
The one female coworker he does have.
Exactly. Not that there has to be a woman inside that. Don't yell at me. You know. Or the woman, maybe a woman construction worker working right there, you know.
Nah, I think you got to go outside the workplace, too.
But,
yeah.
But that's where you would go. If you worked in a situation where you had people in your office that were female, you'd probably go there.
Because there's at least some bit of familiarity there.
And somebody in the office might like you. If he wasn't
What's that like?
If he wasn't married, you know, I'd be all over that. That's my chick voice in the office. About as good as my Tyler Washington impersonation.
Yeah.
You fall for that, Nick?
You're really developing these characters.
Who's in the room? It's confusing.
It is confusing.
Now, can you take either of those characters and put them on a steak?
No.
Then they would be even funnier.
And I can't go back and forth either. Because I fully engross the character as I'm doing it. So I can't have a conversation.
You're method.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
You're all in.
Like Tyler Walsh couldn't be talking to a chick in the office. I couldn't do that conversation, right?
Yeah, you're in too deep.
I would love to see your giant head explode doing that.
So somebody sent me this story. And we talk, I think Nick's, it's probably something happened to Nick's place a lot more. And we talk about holiday parties for that matter. somebody, was it in France the story came out of? Forced fun at work?
France?
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, some dude.
Not you.
I should have known better before sitting that story.
Oh, yes, it is.
This guy sued because this place let him go because they said he wasn't like fun. Because he wasn't like going out to get drinks with them and stuff. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, you don't have to do that.
Oh, he's not a team player?
Mm-mm.
I would get yelled at for not being fun. You're no fun.
Yeah, I can't get this story. Oh, here it is. Yeah, they did.
Fun at work?
France court decides employees cannot be forced to have fun.
Well, it wasn't. They fired him for not like going out for drinks after work.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw a whole story on that about going out where people, once COVID hit and it went back in the office, people are not wanting to go out with their employees, with their friends, I mean, coworkers, because they're with them all day and then they go to happy hour with them. And invariably, it turns to work talk.
Yeah.
And then they have no free time whatsoever to their own brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't work in, I never worked in an office like that, so I have no idea what that's like.
And besides that, sometimes you just don't like the people you work with and you don't want to hang out with them.
Right, right.
It's fine.
Right.
You shouldn't get fired for not wanting to go out for drinks after work.
Yeah, but
is that why we don't hang out?
Manufacture.
We get off at 10 a.m.
I mean, if they really don't want you there.
We did an afternoon show. We'd be drinking every night. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it would be a mess.
They'll come up with another reason to fire you.
Yeah, but I think
if they can't say that, though.
Right. Professional inadequacy is the term they use.
Yeah, but you can't say,
yeah.
You know, I hate unprofessional people.
Well, you're no fun.
Right. They said he worked for a Parisian management consulting and training company that promises to make management more humanist.
That's harsh calling him that kind of name.
It is.
Yeah. Make management more humanist again, well, durably, or whatever. Their motto was fun and pro, but he wouldn't hang out, so they said that he was, you know, boring and they didn't want to work with him.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to live up to the motto.
Yeah, but it says this was a series of social events that they planned for staff to get team spirits higher.
Oh, the team
spirits. He didn't want to participate in these activities, which were outside of normal work hours.
Not a team player.
So he was branded boring and difficult to work with. And
he might have been, by the way. He could have been, but you still can't fire the guy for that.
Yeah, but you can't sit. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Was he doing his job at work?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he could have been doing his job at work.
Okay, then you can't fire him.
No. But like Todd said, they'll find a reason.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, then they needed to be more creative about the reason for firing.
Yeah. Boring and not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to do that stuff, I would not be drawn to a company that's like, hey, we're fun. I'm like, anybody that has to say they're fun is not fun.
No.
I'll be the judge
of
that.
Today.
Yeah. I always hated that where they're like, oh, it's crazy sock day at work.
We had
gross.
Our last company brought us in. Remember these things? They had fun coordinators, basically.
Oh.
And we had a couple of these meetings. Nick, you would have loved this.
This was supposed to be team building.
Which is supposed to be fun.
Mm.
And we're all sitting in this room about 10:30 in the morning. Now, granted, the morning shows are all like not wanting to be there for sure. Craig was sleeping the whole time. they brought up a bunch of Jenga blocks and had us form teams and do a Jenga block or something like that. I don't know what it was. Build a house.
We had to build something out of it. They were like children's blocks.
Right.
And we had to build something out of them. And
the girl that ran it was nice. She's a sweet lady, but she's perky. You know, that's her gig.
Well,
I like her. She's a nice lady.
That company,
we had leadership
committees.
That was
and those people were on the leadership committee.
Now, they were also radio/TV or TV/radio.
Have I blocked this out completely?
No. I think you had physical therapy to go to.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, you know, 4 years after your leg, you lying sack.
It was 4 years after the leg.
Yeah.
So you got out of that one. We didn't go to another one.
Yeah.
But, it was one of those basically fun leadership things they tried to do with all
of us. Let me tell you something.
Just a bunch of cynical radio people, at least the morning shows.
You can't
do. At least our show.
Yeah.
Physical therapy.
It was just so, like, I mean, the side eyes we're giving each other.
Yeah.
You know,
I was really contemplating just taking those blocks and bashing them into my skull until I was dead because it would have been less painful.
Now, I
thought it was a good idea to do something like that. I was working on an idea for a while to like take like,
oh, that's right.
Get like a corporate like game show type thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then I'm like, well, I don't want to do that.
But you don't want to be the reason people are angry at you.
Yeah. I mean, hey, let's play Scattergories. Right. And somebody's like, let's not.
Like, I know you were talking about that because a corporation would hire you to come in and be funny, but they're still forced to be there.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good idea too. Then I started thinking that you thought.
It just seems like a lot. Hey, it's fun time now.
And here's fun Nick. You might have heard Nick on the radio. He's helping this company be fun today.
Now do you want to play match game?
Yeah.
They're like, shut up, douche.
My ass your face.
Yeah. Well, those Somebody leadership committees like, what would people like? Like food.
Yes.
They like food.
Food.
Bring lunch in.
That's it.
Every day.
That's it.
Yeah.
Sandwiches.
Even then, I'm not here at noon, so that's not going to help me.
No, that, well, for us, o'clock. it would be here in the morning.
Well, we 8:30 would be good.
Well, I'm reading here.
Get food and money.
We're talking to a lot of people that have to go through these kind of things. We actually had to go through one, that little team building thing, which is so not fun.
This goes even further. I'm reading here. This says the court ruled that their fun and pro work motto that the company used instead translated into, quote, humiliating and intrusive practices regarding privacy, such as simulated sex acts, the obligation to share a bed with a colleague during seminars, the use of nicknames to designate people, and hanging up deformed and made up photos in offices. So Photoshopped stuff,
I'm
assuming.
That's basically stuff we do right here and then we to each other.
Yeah.
So, we call each other
stupid nicknames.
Kind of sounds like our company, though. Can you go somewhere and share a bed?
Yeah.
Right. The court ruled that the company's value...
When you share a bed. Okay. Yeah.
Their value of fun violated this guy's fundamental right to dignity and respect of private life, and by not taking part, he was simply exercising his freedom of expression.
I got it. So they're having games where people are actually being made fun of, and nobody wants to be... some people just can't handle that.
Well,
you know?
Some people just aren't participators.
Right.
Some people just aren't joiners, they shouldn't be shunned for that.
That's right.
You know?
Nope. Some of us got to go to physical therapy.
You lying sack. I remember sitting there thinking, God damn it, Todd's getting out of this. And I know he's just at home sleeping like we all want to be.
Yeah. Tugging at first.
I don't think I would lie about something like that.
Yeah, you did.
I think you leaned on that one for a long time,
that
homie.
That company sold us now. A new company to make us do that stuff, which, you know, they get it.
I've always hated the work hard, play hard. Like, I mean, run fast, out the door.
Play hard means what? Do a line of blow with a bunch of vodka? Then we'll play hard, okay?
Yeah.
Let's play hard. Let's see. Like hey, boss, like, let's see if you play hard. Let's see if you play hard.
You're chopping up a line. All right.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Let's play hard.
Yeah, what does that mean? Are you parasailing?
I don't know.
Rock climbing?
It just sounds like we're no fun.
I mean, we have a long-standing history of not participating and the people in this room.
Well, I remember, you know, because what we do for a living is it's a little different, I think, because we're dance monkeys in the morning, blah, blah, blah. I remember distinctly being on the beach with my wife in Jamaica years ago.
We are the embodiment of fun while we're working.
Right.
And first
of all, funned out when it shows up.
I'm on vacation. And at that time, in the late 90s, we were doing a lot of out-of-the-studio stuff. We're always somewhere, having fun, broadcasting live, jumping around, blah, blah, dance, that kind of stuff. So we're sitting on the beach, and if you've ever been on those kind of couples resorts, they got big guys walking around that work for who wants to play volleyball? Who wants to do these? Who wants to do that? And I didn't want to do anything. Because it involves getting little tokens around your neck and joining groups of other couples and dancing. And by the way, I don't mind if those couples seem like they were having fun, but they also have jobs that don't involve that's my job.
Yeah.
So even my wife didn't care at that point. She didn't think I was no fun. I said, I'm not going to go get a token for playing blocks on the beach with these people. I said, I just want to lay here and get drunk on the beach.
Yeah.
And
I want to relax.
But I remember the guy would start coming towards us, this young Jamaican guy. He goes, Mr. and Mrs. Blah, blah, blah. We weren't even married then. But he called us by our names. He said, you want to join? And I kept saying, nah.
No.
And you know me, puss. I can't hide my disdain.
No. No.
With my look.
No.
Eventually, I'd see him walking down the beach trying to recruit couples for certain things. He started walking past our towel without even looking at me.
Yeah.
Like that. Word got around.
I was no fun guy.
Yeah.
But I was having fun because I was enjoying my
Jamaican
vacation.
Giant don't even ask me face on.
Exactly.
Well,
and he knew it.
Yeah.
Don't ask big head.
I mean, all your faces are giant, but that one specifically.
Damn right.
No, but I mean, the thing that's always been the difference here for us is the things that are going on, the office fun.
And that's fine. They have fun over there when they do
It's a distraction from the thing for people that have to be here. But when they're doing that, we're at a point in our day where we could be at home.
We're done, right? Yeah.
I want to go home.
And Todd's got therapy. You know?
Well, it's a good relief for people that hate their jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is. I don't blame people for doing that. I don't.
But I mean, like, I remember one time.
You can't mandate fun.
No, but
it's got to be your own idea.
Well, it's like, you know, planned. Yeah, I know what you mean. Sometimes you have more fun when you don't plan stuff.
Right.
We always say that about New Year's Eve when the situation. It's New Year's Eve. We got to have fun tonight.
If it's your own idea, it tends to be a little more fun if you come up with it yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? You'd be a party pooper. I get that. But, you know, once again,
Well, see, that's why they don't. That's why they should be happy
the
that
party
we don't
sucks.
Come.
Yeah.
That's why they should be happy that we're not there, because we would suck the fun
it's
out of it.
It's much in the same vein as somebody just raves about a TV show and then you just don't watch it out of spite. You know? It's kind of the same way.
I know.
Yeah. I'm sure what he's coming to you with is probably actually fun, but no, I want it to be my own idea. I'll come up with my idea of fun, and then I will execute it if I feel like
it. It's a fine line.
Otherwise, I'll just sit here and drink.
If you're just a bunch of dicks like we are.
Again, I've walked past doors in buildings we've worked at where there was a picnic going on the other right on the other side of the door, and looked through the door and went, no.
A couple studios ago,
Yeah. It's just like, no, it's a sunny day, and they're out, but I could be at home. No, I'm done. Forget it.
Yeah, I don't even like the bar games. It's like, you want to play darts? I'm like, no.
We're going to do this?
No.
What about giant? No, come on, Nick. Giant Jenga? You got to love giant Jenga.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm just boring. Like, there's a dog bar. My mom would be like, you got to go to this dog bar. I'm like, why?
What's a dog bar?
It's a bar that people bring their dogs to.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. A dog-friendly bar.
Like, that doesn't. That sounds like a bunch of like barking and stuff.
Yeah,
like, what if you want to go to a bar where there aren't a bunch of dogs? Let's do that.
Is there a dog bar in town?
Yeah.
There is, really? Is it one night or is it all the time?
I think it's all the time.
Ooh, I don't want to do that.
See, do like the Tampa Bay Rays did when they had that Bark at the Park thing earlier this year. Just go in there with like a little Bluetooth speaker and play a doorbell sound effect. Start the barking.
That's pretty funny.
That is.
They did that while the opposing team was at the bat.
They did.
They played over the loudspeaker in the stadium, the ring, and then all the dogs start barking.
That's awesome.
Is it called Dog Bar?
I don't know.
I've heard about the place.
People like pouring their beers in the dog's mouths because they're too drunk and they're dog hammered.
I think so. It sounds like somebody walks around and like hoses everything off a bunch. It would be funny to see him take dumps, but then it smells.
You're right. Nothing's funnier than watching a dog dump. I'm just going to poop right
there's
here.
One.
Here it is, man.
Interns or the
dogs? Don't look at me.
Both.
I wouldn't go to watch dogs take dumps, but they would stink almost immediately, right?
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.